Perhaps you've heard news.
Oh, are we going to talk about that again?
Hi, everybody.
I've been, like, answering emails and stuff all weekend. So I'm not doing the radio show anymore here at WIBC. I'm leaving.
After Thursday.
I'm going to leave and go to a corporate, go back into corporate America. That's what I'm going to be doing. But we did an announcement on Friday, and that's the only thing I'm going to be leaving is my day job here.
This is still going to be a thing.
But I'm just leaving the day job here at WIBC. Some personal and professional reasons, and I'm going to be going. But mainly, it'll enable me to move, to relocate within the next year to Texas. And so that'll be good for my family. And that's what I'm going to do. So I know it sucks because I've loved the radio here at WIBC, but it's just time. So that's what I'm going to do. And I've been answering a lot of emails this weekend, like a whole lot. I love you guys for sending them. And everybody's been so sweet about it. But I think they're going to be great. They're going to be great, you guys.
Oh, yeah, because I'm still going to do it.
She's still doing it.
And so it's going to be with Rob, the guy that you see walking in here every day.
Yeah.
He is going to be taking Amy Jo's place as co-host.
Yeah.
And he's still going to be as obnoxious as he's always been.
Yeah.
So and it's going to be fine.
I think he's probably pretty excited about it.
He's pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be different, but it's still going to be a thing. And this is going to still be a thing.
Yeah.
And so is our website. None of that is going away.
Yeah. The only difference is that I won't be here in the mornings. We're just going to be doing it. We're still going to be together, but just doing it. I'll be doing it from home. She'll be doing it from here. So what you guys need to do is make sure that you're subscribed to our podcast.
Yes.
Because that is going to be
the Mock and Daisy Show.
Yeah. That's going to be the place where we are together. And we do that we're weekly and we have a daily. So,
Make sure.
I know. Change is hard, especially for her.
Yeah.
But
I have strong reactions to news that is of change.
Yeah.
And then I'm very adaptable. So I'm just going to try to, adapt.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
But, it's just it's the evolution of things. And we're evolving. I'm evolving. And so we're going to evolve. We're going to all evolve together. But one thing's for certain, and that is I will always be a chick on the right. Like, our website will never die. I mean, it's like a cockroach. Like, we have survived all the stuff, you guys. You would not believe the stuff we have survived.
Yeah.
Like, if we told you some of the stuff we've survived, you'd be like, damn. I mean, we will always be there. I'm convinced that site will always be around, even when we're old and gray and grouchy.
I mean, and have you had a chance to read the stuff from the new writers?
They're fantastic.
The existing writers are great too, but the new writers joining it's like the most amazing group of women.
Yeah.
Ever.
And so I feel like we're always going to have the site. And then on top of that, we're going to have this podcast is starting to, kick into high gear. And I think that that's going to be a thing. So, just make sure you subscribe to that. And this is a great community that we have here. So that's going to continue.
And we're going to have it. All right. So that's happening. And Friday, obviously Thursday is her last day on the radio. And Friday, my boy is having surgery. So neither of us are going to be here.
We won't be here Friday.
But after that, things should be sort of normal again.
So anyways, that's all the logistical stuff.
Yeah.
And I did a write-up on our site. You can find it. It says, I think it says like announcement or news. It's a big megaphone. You can find it. You may have to scroll down because our girls are writing so much, you guys.
It's great.
It's so great. Yeah. It's really great.
So who... Raise your hand if you watched the Hunter Biden sex tape.
I did not. Did you?
Yes!
You watched it?
Of course I'm going to watch it.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
and
so tell
I wish I hadn't.
Okay, now I need to know. What is it like?
Well, it's ridiculous because, so first of all, if you have not heard about this, there's a Chinese website that released tons of video of Hunter Biden, tons of snapshots of him just showing his wang and doing drugs. Like, he's constantly doing drugs, right?
Oh, my
gosh. So the video, oh, my God, it's so gross. I don't know what device or whose is actually creating the recording, but imagine that there is some sort of a bed right here, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a camera right where this phone is, right?
Yeah.
And it's looking at them in some way.
Yeah.
And it's him laying down, kind of propped up on some pillows, and he's naked and he's smoking a crack pipe. And there is an unidentified girl who's kind of, you can't see her because she is giving him a foot job. So.
Wait.
I know.
Wait.
So imagine.
With her mouth?
No. With her feet. So imagine, okay.
Oh. Okay.
So,
All right.
Okay. So you can't see her. You can't see her face. Mm-hmm. All you see are feet.
Feet doing the thing.
Right. Doing the thing. Mm-hmm. And so they're obviously at opposite ends of the bed, right? And they're like feet first. You know what I mean? And she is using her feet in an intimate way with him. And that is blurred out, but not very well. Okay, so you see a lot of that.
Where did you go to see this?
To the Chinese website.
Wow.
So, and apparently the Chinese website is like, you know, Steve Bannon has a connection to it. It's all very shady and sketchy. So this is happening, right? And he seems to be having a fine time. But then it gets so ridiculous. It's like 13, 14 minutes long.
Okay.
And at some point he takes his own phone and tries to get a recording of it, which is super weird, right? Like, so, because he's in the process. And also, like,
trying to
hold his phone and, like, yeah, you know, doing all these crazy angles, trying to get either a photo or video.
Okay.
And it's clearly not working well because he keeps shifting and trying all these different things.
He's like, I'm Martin Scorsese. Okay.
And then he starts engaging in some pleasure of a self nature, right?
Okay.
So her feet are temporarily out of the picture and he's just on his own. Then the feet come back and you guys, he falls asleep.
Oh my God.
He just falls asleep as this is happening.
Oh my God.
This is it. That's the video.
This is the video.
And then there's snapshots, like all, and then there's also like, still shots from clearly a video of him actually engaging in relations of a sexual nature. And I don't know with whom. So there's some seedy, disgusting stuff. Now, does any of that matter? Of course not. Like, who cares if he's going to be a druggy, sex crazed weirdo? Like, that's not the issue. The issue is that he is clearly a threat to national security, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude is uncontrollable, and he's obviously intertwined
Scott's like, he's tubing it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
he's intertwined with all kinds of shady people. He's a danger to our country. That's the big issue here, not the fact that he got a foot job. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, wow. People should care about that.
Yeah. So they should. I mean, could you imagine if this was a Trump kid?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine the outrage that it would be everywhere all the time on every ticker? Rachel Maddow's head would be exploding all over the place.
Oh, my God. Right?
There would be a new name for this foot thing that he's doing. I mean, there would be.
Probably is a name, and I'm just unaware.
Wait, I don't know. If somebody has a name for it, let us know. But they would be losing their minds over this.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
And there's no question, that it's him. It's clearly him. Like, there's no doubt is what I'm saying.
Okay.
About that.
So it's definitely his laptop.
Well, that's the thing. I don't even know if these are videos or images from the laptop.
Okay,
they could be completely separate.
This is separate.
It could be. Or it could be part of the laptop.
I think that we've established, though, that it's his laptop.
I don't know, because I keep seeing questions about that. Because this is a whole different angle. Because this Chinese website, they include information ahead of the pictures and videos saying, first of all, are you 18 or older? Are you allowed to look at this stuff? But secondly, this is supposed to be from whistleblowers that are out to take down the Chinese Communist Party. And they believe that if they show this incriminating stuff about Hunter, and apparently there's way more to come, If they show incriminating stuff about Hunter and his dad, they believe that Trump is in a better position to take down the Communist Party, and that's why they're doing this, right? Not that it'll change anybody's mind, because there are idiots. We share the country with idiots who are going to vote for Joe Biden no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, I watched it because I'm a masochist. I mean, it's like one of those things. I watch it and I was like, oh God, I want to unknow. I want to unsee.
Yeah.
I want to undo all of this.
You can't do it.
And my husband was across the room going, are you seriously watching that? And I was like, it's my job.
Well, it's my job too, technically, for the next week, and I'm not watching it. So just FYI.
I took one for the team.
She wanted to watch it.
I mean, I was very curious. I'm not going to lie.
She wanted to
not
watch it.
Not going to lie.
She probably watched the Kim Kardashian sex tape too.
I have not seen that.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
I have seen clips of the Paris Hilton one.
Really?
I didn't know she had one. Oh, yeah. Years ago. Like years ago.
What is it with celebrities and famous people and rich people and sex tapes? What is it? What is it with these people?
Yeah, I don't know, but it always seems to help them out.
Well, it did with Kim.
It helped her whole family out. What else?
The Chelsea Handler thing was really interesting, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Chelsea Handler, who used to date 50 Cent.
50?
Is that right?
Did she date him? Boyfriend? She really dated him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's her ex.
So, yeah, anyway. Chelsea Handler, I guess, used to date 50.
50, yeah.
I did not know that they were
either.
A thing.
And she used to call him her favorite ex-boyfriend. But no more, because, of course, 50 Cent has said, because of the tax thing, that he's going to vote for President Trump. And she's infuriated by that and says that she texted him and had to remind him that he's black and therefore can't vote for Donald Trump.
How freaking racist is that?
Right?
Like, do you hear the words coming out of your naked mouth? Like, she's walking around naked all the time. That's why I say, because that's all she does.
Well, she is.
That's all she does. Is she puts herself out on Instagram
she's
naked all the time.
Naked.
She's such an idiot. So, but yeah, this is what she's saying. I had to remind him that he was black so we can't vote for Trump. Like, do you understand how completely racist and oppressive that is? What is wrong with you?
It's pretty gross.
If you're a black person, how can you think that that's okay?
It's amazing.
Wow.
And apparently he has not yet texted her back, at least at the time that she was telling one of those talk show hosts about it. Was it Fallon? I can't even remember now. She was telling
Fallon. It was Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Fallon.
So at that time, he had not texted her back. At this point, who knows? They probably had a conversation, but damn.
What happened with Sacha Baron Cohen? It was
so he's mad because Facebook apparently censored his... There was a picture of something that he, or a caption, photograph that he tied along to one of his video or his movie promos, and Facebook censored it. And so he's mad because just last year
he called for censorship.
He called for Facebook to censor.
That's right.
But now that he's impacted,
he doesn't want it.
Now
that's
he's mad.
Right. But this is what liberals do, right?
This is what
they call for all the things until it happens to them.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, we've been talking a lot about the media censoring, you know, and the media, like, doing all this stuff with Hunter Biden, and they're not talking about the Hunter Biden stuff, and we're like, listen, this is not okay. The liberals are totally okay with it right now, with all this happening, with the media being in bed with them. But when this crap starts happening to them, they're not going to be okay with it.
And he's a perfect example.
It's a great example. This is the thing. They're like, they're crickets on their side of the aisle, mm-hmm. right? Just total crickets. It's not going to be okay when the tables turn. And the tables will turn.
Oh, they always
they
do.
They always do.
They always, this is just life.
So
right?
Be careful what you're okay with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of censorship, the Washington Post, there was an amazing admission that happened over the weekend with the Washington Post. I was stunned to see this actually in print in their publication. But this is what they said about the reason they're not covering any of this Hunter Biden stuff. They said, and I'm quoting the Washington Post, a close look at the evidence shows that neither Biden nor Trump have the facts on their side for now. Take a step back, and the Russian interference of 2016 holds valuable lessons on what to do and what not to do in 2020. We must treat the Hunter Biden leaks as if they were a foreign intelligence operation, even if they probably aren't.
Yeah.
They're they're saying that out loud. They're like, yeah, it's probably all legit. Uh-huh. But just in case it's not, we're not going to cover it at all?
They're admitting it.
What the hell?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. Insane.
Yeah.
We've got some great sound to play on today's radio show of some folks who've converted, who just within the last few months, these are diehard Democrats, you guys, diehard Biden supporters. And we're going to be playing audio from them on the show from 9 to 11, WIBC.com, of why they have made the switch. So that... you need to listen for that.
I'm still kind of nervous about the election.
Oh, I'm totally nervous. I'm totally nervous.
Like, especially about Texas. Texas,
what the hell is going on there?
It is like 50-50 there, you guys. What is going on? It's 50-50.
If you believe the polls, right? Like, if we assume that the polls are right.
Well, there are a lot of crazy people that have moved to Texas.
That's true.
You know, and it's because they're fleeing all the taxes, but they're still socially really freaking crazy, these people. I mean, seriously, they're like, I don't want to pay all the high taxes, but, you know, yay abortion and yay all this other stuff. And it's like, this is the thing. So they're bringing their crazy with them. They just don't want to pay the high. They want to just have no state income tax. So, you know, when I was in Texas a couple weeks ago, there were billboards up, and I kid you not, I should have taken a picture of one and put it on our Instagram page, but we were going too fast, you know, for me to get it. But they had billboards up, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, that said stuff like, remember why you moved here. If you're a Democrat and you moved here, remember why you freaking moved here.
Yeah.
You know? And it's right. I mean, it's if you came from a blue state and you're living here now, remember why you moved here. But people won't. And that is what freaks me out about, like, this mass exodus to Texas.
Yeah,
and to other red states, frankly. This is what people do. You know, they flee, you know, New York City. They flee, you know, places like California, like, you know, all the crazy places they're fleeing. And then they move to, like, the Texases and other places that are not crazy. And they make them crazy. Don't make them crazy. You know? Just don't.
I know. It's really scary. And I don't know what to make of this incredible surge of early voting, right? Of which I was a part.
I don't either.
And I mean, I know my reasons because I was just afraid of dealing with election day crazy. But like now, you know, when you hear about 40% of registered voters in Texas already done voting,
that's
incredible.
Like, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I don't know what it means.
And it's everywhere. It's not just Texas. It's everywhere that there's just huge numbers of people early voting.
And people are saying that there's a silent majority. Is there? I don't know. I don't know if there is. I don't know if people are, you know, just afraid as Trump supporters to speak out.
I am heartened by, like, all the parades. Like, even here around 465 yesterday, there was a giant Trump parade. The flotillas are amazing.
Totally.
Even in California, these parades are happening.
Because those are the people who are courageous enough to speak out and sit and be proud of who they are. Because you have a story in the template today about the woman who was fired.
Yeah.
For, like, she works for a music company, some sort of a music PR.
Well, she's a contractor, but her contract got terminated.
Yeah.
She's a music producer, or a publicist, rather.
Yeah.
And she got terminated just because she posted on her own social media that she attended a Trump rally. And they were like, that totally goes counter to our values. So we're terminating your contract.
Can you even with that?
It's just insane.
And this is the thing. A lot of people, this is happening all over the country where people are, they're getting fired or they're not getting hired because they are Republican. They're conservative. So, I mean, I imagine that there are a lot of people out there, we've talked about this many times before, who are just afraid to say what they are, what they believe in. They won't say it in a work setting or any sort of social media forum because they're afraid that their employer is going to see it because they're afraid of getting fired.
And apparently there's reason to be afraid.
Right, right. People write us all the time and they're like, I believe this, I believe that. Don't say my name because I don't want to get fired. I don't want to get laid off.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, that's terrifying. It's terrifying.
But I mean, that is the kind of stuff, you know, when I see the coverage of those kinds of things, I feel a little better.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just wishful thinking, I guess, or
I don't know if it's wishful thinking too. I hope that that's the case, but it should be that people should be able to say what they think.
Yeah. This is her fourth to the last radio show, so you definitely want to listen.
It hasn't really hit me yet. I think it'll hit me probably like tomorrow or Wednesday. Bring it in, you guys.
Bring it in.
Have a great day.
Bye.